I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on with the show, it is time for our Lake Superior Community Partnership update. And she braved the weather this morning to come here into the studios. Brooke Quinn with us this morning, business development representative with the partnership. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
A real eye-opener out there, isn't it, this morning? Yeah. So today you're here to join us to talk about something that actually Mark and I were just talking about a little while ago, that there is a need out there right now for workers, for people in multiple sectors. Let's kind of start right there. We're hearing a lot about like the service industry sector, but there obviously that's there, but there's much more. Tell me about that.
There is so much more with that talent struggle. But even before COVID, talent was a huge issue. People were still trying to find employees to work for them. But now even after COVID or post-COVID, it's still a struggle. There are so many employers trying to look for people. And it's not just in the service industry, like you mentioned. It's also in the construction, manufacturing, medical, you name it. Everyone is struggling.
So what are we seeing here in Marquette County? What are some of the key needs?
Still the trades. The trades are a huge one. Manufacturing, engineering, tech, even medical is a huge one too. It's not even the service industry is huge, but there's also those industries as well.
So I know the partnership is working on helping out employers. What are you doing?
We have actually a couple tools on our website. We have MZ, which is a database that pulls from not only the county, but throughout the entire country. And it can pull information regarding recruitment, where you can look to find employees in the state or even outside states, as well as we have our Workforce Insight that goes along with that, that does wage studies. You can compare what you're paying your employees versus the average, even within Marquette County.
So we're talking about this from the perspective of employers, of companies perhaps, and businesses that are looking mm-hmm. for people. Do these businesses that might be interested in your services, do they have to be members of the partnership?
No, it does have a fee for leasing the MZ, but we do have our Keep Up Working page, which is a place where employers can post any job opportunity that they do have. And you don't have to be a member to have that opportunity. You can just contact me at B as a boy, Q-U-I-N-N, at MarquetteSpelledOut.org to have your job posting on that page.
A lot of employers, Brooke, are looking for talent right now in multiple sectors. If they want to utilize some of these resources that you have, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is probably to contact me via email, which is bqinn at Marquette.org, or you can just give us a phone call at 906-226-6591, and we can help guide you through the MZ process, kind of plugging in, all right, here's what we're currently charging, or here's what we have employee-wise, how can we find recruitment, how can we do a wage study, just give us a call or shoot us an email.
Yeah, it seems like it's better than just kind of throwing out an opening, you know, saying, hey, we're looking for somebody. You want to see if you're at least offering a comparable thing, because right now I would tend to say that it is a buyer's market for talent, because if they especially have some skills, there's a lot of people looking for workers. So they, you know, if someone's looking for somebody, you want to make sure you put a good offer out there.
Yeah, because sometimes it can get a little flooded. You know, if you go on Indeed, My Talent, they're all great sources, and there are so many options out there that we don't have enough talent to fill it. Mm-hmm. So I think having that, even that extra step, making sure that you have all the right components to that job posting.
But you mentioned Indeed as a hiring site. You know, these are national and global sites. I mean, you are offering a bit more localized approach.
Yeah, we're offering a more localized way to showcase and highlight your job postings. That way, those who are looking to be in Marquette County can see those job postings. Mm-hmm. I know we do Job of the Week every week for our partners that highlights a new job every single week that's full-time benefits.
And there's always something.
Yeah, there's always something, whether it be service or manufacturing, law offices, you name it, we have it on our site.
A good place to start is that website, which is?
Marquette.org. Which is Lake Superior Community Partnership at our Hire Here, Working Here page.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning with an update and braving the weather on a lovely summer day in Marquette. And we will talk with you again soon sometime, all right?
All right.
Thanks for coming in. That is Brooke Quinn, Business Development Representative with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up the partnership website as well, so you can find out more if you're looking for some workers out there in Marquette County. Much more to come. It is 8:19 Monday morning, Sunny 101.9.